This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel, and good morning, everyone. The war in Iraq will cost $12 billion a month in the coming year. That's according to Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz. He reports the numbers in a new book called The $3 Trillion War. He also projects that the Iraq and Afghan wars will cost the U.S. budget between $1.7 trillion and $2.7 trillion or more by 2017. And that interest on money borrowed to pay for the war may add up to $816 billion. The Congressional Budget Office projects lower numbers, the cumulative cost of $1.2 trillion to $1.7 trillion by 2017. A female suicide bomber killed a prominent Sunni Arab tribal chief in Iraq today. He headed a neighborhood security unit that was working with Americans in northern Diyala province. The U.S. military is trying to downplay fears that the recent surge of violence in Iraq is an early sign that the relative calm there is about to end. Here's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston with more from Baghdad.
Violence in Iraq has fallen about 60% in the last 9 months. Between a ceasefire called by anti-U.S. Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, an increase in U.S. forces on the ground, and Sunni fighters joining forces with the United States, the general trend has been a positive one. The concern is that in the last several weeks, there have been a rash of deadly attacks. Just last Thursday, a coordinated bombing attack killed 68 people at a popular shopping district in Baghdad, the biggest attack in a month. Military spokesman Rear Admiral Gregory Smith told reporters in Baghdad yesterday that the uptick in attacks is not a harbinger of things to come. He said 1 or 2 weeks of violence doesn't constitute a trend. His comments come as the U.S. is starting to withdraw the thousands of troops it put into Iraq last year to reduce violence.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reporting from Baghdad. Spain's Prime Minister José Luis Zapatero won a second term. With most of the vote in, Zapatero's Socialist Party had 43.8% compared to 40% for the Conservative Popular Party. Zapatero's first-term policies include legalizing gay marriage and granting on-demand divorce. The news not so sunny for French President Nicolas Sarkozy. He appears to have suffered some setbacks to his leftist opponents in Sunday's local elections. Here's Frank Browning from Paris.
Overall, the socialist left scored 47% in departmental and municipal elections against the right with 45%. Though the elections were mostly for town, city, and departmental councils, they were regarded by most here as a referendum on President Sarkozy, whose public approval rating has plummeted lately. A solid victory from the left could further embolden public employee unions to continue their regular strikes. Paris Mayor Bernard Delanoy looks sure of an even stronger majority, which could set him up as the socialist next presidential candidate. There were some conservative wins, however. Sarkozy's 21-year-old son Jean won a council seat in suburban Paris, while former Prime Minister Alain Juppé should be re-elected mayor of Bordeaux. Runoffs are set for next Sunday.
That's Frank Browning reporting from Paris. And at the box office this weekend,
we will join our brothers and sisters on the mountain of the God and convince them to fight with us together as one.
Caveman plus special effects equals number one at the box office. 10,000 BC brought in $37.5 million. College Road Trip with Martin Lawrence was in second with $14 million. Vantage Point was third. Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell fell from first to fourth. Heist movie The Bank Job opened at number five. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Oh, well, something in my throat. Sorry,
you know,
there.
I just cannot get over that accent, those people in that 10,000 BC movie. That...
Well, cavemen apparently
cavemen
had brilliant diction in 10,000 BC.
Oh, thank you, Matt.